This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Weekend News. It's Saturday, February 4th and Sunday, February 5th. These are the headlines. Laura Castro Lindart reports at Capitol Confidential that 70 members of the House of Representatives sent the president a letter requesting rural broadband be funded in his forthcoming infrastructure proposal. Locally, Republican Elise Stefanik and Democrat Paul D. Tonko signed the letter, but John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, did not. Quote, many rural areas in the country, including upstate New York, do not have good broadband infrastructure, increasing the technological divide between urban and rural America, unquote, the letter said. Quote, in the 21st century, high-speed internet access is no longer a luxury and amenity, but rather an essential service for homes and businesses in this interconnected world, unquote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Lance Wheeler and Roni Munche recorded audio and video of the Vigil for Solidarity and Sanctuary, the parking lot at the Hudson Islamic Center, 35 North 3rd Street in Hudson, on Friday, February 3rd, where hundreds turned out. The vigil was organized by the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. Here is some of the audio from the February 3rd rally.
Because of your executive order. And so every time you try to divide us, we will come together like this. Every time you try to erect barriers, we will break them down. Every time you promote fear, we will promote love.
And I'm here to tell you, there's no room for hate in Hudson.
So we are all human. We love each other. We have no divided. We not, please help us to infuse that. This is not a political Republican Democrat. This is the Muslim solidarity. We are, you coming to help us, that's I'm appreciated. And I'm appreciative for my all community and does that. This will be, I'm really appreciated to whatever you've done this over here. Thank you.
Shubho shondha shobaike. Amra Bangali samaj ebong Muslim samajer pokkho theke shobaike shubhechha ebong onek onek dhonnobad janacchi shobaike ekhane ashar jonno. আমাদের সাথে একাত্মতা প্রকাশ করার জন্য এবং আমি আশা করব ভবিষ্যতে আমরা যে কোনো সুবিধা অসুবিধা আপনাদেরকে আমাদের সাথে পাব আর এই কারণে আমি আমার এখানে শেষ করছি ধন্যবাদ সবাইকে এখানে আসার জন্য থ্যাংক ইউ
Neva Wartell and Philip Grant have these reports.
Marie J. French and David Jambuso report in Politico, New York, that two companies with oil terminals in Albany say they have no plans to work with the proposed Pilgrim pipeline. The two proposed 178-mile pipelines would move crude oil from the port of Albany to New Jersey and gasoline, diesel, and other fuels north to Albany. In filings with the state, Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings said it would build a pump station at the Global Partners Terminal in the port of Albany. But both companies say they have no plans to work with the pipeline. Quote, Buckeye has no involvement in the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project and is not aware of any potential connection of the Pilgrim Pipeline to the facility, end quote, the company wrote in a December 31st letter to DEC. Quote, Pilgrim New York must acquire access to multiple properties along the pipeline route, a Herculean task in light of the uniform opposition to the project in both New York and New Jersey, end quote, Global wrote in a December 1st letter to DEC. Read the full story in Politico, New York.
At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that tempers flared during the meeting on Wednesday, February the 1st, of the Greene County Legislators Public Safety Committee. The subject, the size and cost of the proposed new county jail. The proposal under consideration calls for the construction of a 130-bed facility in Coxsackie at a cost of $52 million. Legislators Harry Lennon, Democrat of Cairo, and Michael Bullich, Republican of Catskill, argued about the overall cost and proposed number of beds, both critical questions for lawmakers, Zuckerman writes. Much of the cost could be reduced by shrinking parts of the jail, including the lobby, utilities, and cells, Bullich said. He said, and I quote, you're worried about the bed space and that you're not going to save any money, a significant amount of money by going down to 100 beds, end quote. Harry Lennon said, we have a responsibility to the taxpayers of this county to build this facility. I certainly don't want to go out there and build a facility that's going to be in the first 5 years too small, end quote. Catskill Representative Kevin Lennon, a Democrat, questioned why legislators were not invited to attend an 8-hour meeting last week with representatives from the architectural firm Ricky Green Associates to discuss the project. He said, and I quote, "I'm wondering why we have to make a decision to spend this kind of money and weren't invited," end quote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden denied that anyone was excluded from the meeting. Republican Bill Lawrence, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, agreed with Groden. He said the idea that secret meetings were held is ridiculous. Lawrence was also surprised to hear Kevin Lennon say there was discussion about restoration of the existing jail in Catskill. Lawrence told the paper, and I quote, "There has been no discussion of renovating the current jail," end quote. The discussion Wednesday was held in advance of a meeting next week with representatives of the State Commission on Corrections. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail.
That's the news for WGXC. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more details about anything you just heard. I'm Tom Rowe reporting.